Yashkor, good evening. Continuing in the halachas of Lashon Hara, so the Chavetz Chaim, after establishing how obvious it is that Lashon Hara is something that we cannot engage in, the Chavetz Chaim then goes on to say that it doesn't really matter whether you're the one that initiates the Lashon Hara or you are being engaged in speaking Lashon Hara by someone else. Someone else is prompting the gossip to be spoken. So obviously that would also fall under the institution of Lashon Hara. In fact, the Chavetz Chaim even goes further and he says, Afilu avivo rabo, even if your father or your Rebbe engages you in speaking Lashon Hara, Shemachai b'kvodim u'memorim, now even though you are obligated to honor your parents, Kabedes avicha v'esimecha, you're obligated to honor your rabbis, the Hadarta p'nei zaken, it says in the Torah, nevertheless, Shelo l'star divrehem, we are obligated to not negate what they tell us to do. Im heim bikshu mimenu, if they ask you though, she is sapalahem in plonu uploni, they ask you what's going on with this fellow, what's going on with that fellow, and they ask you to engage in speaking gossip of talking about other people, vuhu yodea, and they know, that you, by speaking about this individual, it's not later, as the Chavetz Chaim is going to talk about it, it's not litoelis, it's not necessary to speak about that person. For example, a parent is concerned about one of your siblings, right? So they are talking to you about that. That could potentially be litoelis. A Rebbe is discussing with you something that is going on with a fellow student, that in order for the Rebbe to help this individual, so those are issues of toelis that we're going to discuss in great detail when one would be allowed to speak about another person. But this is simply, you don't see the benefit in talking about the other person to your father, to your mother, or to one of your Rebbeim. Says the Chavetz Chaim, this is of course prohibited. In fact, this is reflected, of course, in the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchos Mamon, Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Beis, Misha Amar Lo Aviv La'avoral Divrei Torah. Your father tells you that you should violate something from the Torah. Bein Shamar Lo La'avoral Mitzvah Lo Saseh Olavato Mitzvah Saseh. Whether your parent tells you that I want you to violate one of the negative commandments in the Torah, to negate one of the positive commandments in the Torah, nevertheless, Afilu Shel Divrehem, even if it is rabbinic law, we do not engage in that activity. You would ignore your parent in that scenario. Harizel lo yishmalo. You do not listen to them. As it says in the pasuk, Shenamar ishimo v'aviv tiro. We're obligated to give honor and awe and reverence to our parents. However, it also says right next to that in Parshas Kedoshim, it says ishaviv imo tiro ve'es shabsosai tishmaru. It also says I need to keep Shabbos in the same pasuk back to back. Says the Rambam, Kulam Chayavim Bekvodi, quoting from the Gemara in Kedusha on Laman Amud Beis, that we see from that pasuk, from the conjoining of the two obligations to honor our parents and also to keep Shabbos, that you have to honor your parents as long as it's not going to come at the risk of not keeping the Shabbos, of not following Hashem's commandments. Of course, Lashon Hara would be no exception to that rule. Rabbi Chanan Makasha, Omer Ratzah, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lezako, Seis Yisrael, Lefikach, Hir Belem, Torah, Mitzvah, Shneamar, Adonai Chavetz, Neman, Tzidko, Yagdil, Torah, Vyadir, Rabbis Kaddish.